had an address by His Majesty King Msolo III, where he touched on a number of issues that are of national importance. At first, he lamented the violence that we experienced in the past 2 weeks, which resulted in destruction of our economy to the value of about 3 billion emalangeni. The king insisted that as Maswati, we are known for peace, we are known for coming around the table whenever there are differences. And he appealed to Maswati to continue doing that tradition and following that tradition and culture, especially following the constitutional provisions that are provided for whenever we want to take a different direction. The king then announced a fund named the Reconstruction Program Fund, which will help assist those who have been affected by the spate of violence, which was marked by looting and arson, the destruction of property and the loss, unfortunate loss of lives. He announced that government is putting in a seed of 500 million emalangeni to start this fund to ensure that the economy revives. On top of that, James, the king also appointed a new prime minister by the name of Kleopas Sipho Dlamini.
One of the demands of the protesters has been the opportunity to have a say in the selection of a prime minister. Did the king take into consideration those concerns?
The king did explain, James, that in Eswatini there is a constitution. Whenever you want to come up with some reform or change, you have to follow the provisions of the constitution. And more than anything, Eswatini we have what we call Sibaya, which is the gathering of the nation and the highest decision-making body of Maswati, in which every Swazi of any color, of any creed and affiliation comes together in this one roof and debates and deliberates on issues, determining which direction the country will take, whether it's politically or in terms of governance. The king reminded Maswati that these structures are available for them, and Sibaya will still be held at the appropriate time, especially when COVID-19 is no more a threat.
At any time, was the king sympathetic to the concerns of the protesters?
The king believes that Maswati have the final say in the direction that this country has to take. The king made it clear that he believes that any time we have differences of views or anything, there is never room for violence or any kind of looting or banning of infrastructure. The king expressed sympathy to those who have lost their lives and those who have lost their businesses and livelihoods through these unfortunate incidences that we witnessed a couple of weeks ago.